When you look at the Panthers' defense on tape, what makes them so good?
Well, I think it starts with their front seven. Obviously, they're a good group. They're a veteran group. They've all played together and been together a while. Luke and Thomas obviously set the tone with the whole team because they're such smart players. And, they're great players. And so it's a tough group. And their back end's a good group, too. And my Cavs, they got veteran people on this team. And they play off each other really well. So we know it's going to be a tough task because they're playing at a high level. But we're excited about the opportunity to go against the best and see where we stack up.
Todd mentioned their corners are really long. How much of a challenge is that?
Sorry, Jared. You want to do that? You want me to answer that first question over again? Okay. All right.
The corners are very long. Todd mentioned how much of a challenge is that for you guys?
Yeah, they're good players. They're long. They play in the scheme well. But like every week, we always like our matchups, and when we feel good, with our guys, Jermaine and Robbie will play well against them, and you have to, plan and have a plan for how they play you, with their length and their ability to press and all those things. But we'll have a good plan for it. And technique is critical more than anything. And I know Robbie and Jermaine and the guys will be on top of that.
Josh, can you believe that Julius and you were the only two guys from the 2002 draft still alive in the league?
In the league. I was going to say.
Alive and well.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, hope that's not the case.
Hope you're not
we're just hanging on. It's pretty cool. We hopped on a bus. I don't know how many 16 years ago, out in LA at the rookie premiere, and I hopped on, sat in next to Julius, and I've known him ever since. And then got a chance to be teammates with him in Carolina and in Chicago, and. He's a heck of a dude and a great football player, and it's really cool. It's an honor to look around and be the last two guys still rolling and still alive and with him and the kind of guy he is and the kind of player he is to be alongside him. It's an honor. I love that guy. He's great. Great player, great teammate, and look forward to competing against him Sunday.
Why is he still so productive, rushing passer?
Well, because I think it's he's got physical gifts. His ability is rare, and he's a special talent. But also, he cares about how he goes about his day and how he works at it, and it's important to him. And I think he's a quiet guy. So a lot of times, the attention to the things that he does to get himself ready doesn't get paid a lot. But he's a hard worker. I mean, he gets after it. He has a strong desire to win. And I think that's why he's still playing, because he wants to keep chasing it. He wants to win a Super Bowl. And those are the things I appreciate about him. And I think that's what makes him special at this age.
Josh, do you guys feel like at 4-6, there's no more going forever? You've got to kind of make a run here.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I think you're coming down the stretch. You have to play with that mindset, and it's that time of year. I still think, with the way this thing is shaking out, it's going to remain. I think pretty open as we go, but we don't want to leave ourselves any room for error. You gotta really stay on it this week and go get it this week it'll be a tough one going against Carolina, but when your mindset kind of shifts to this kind of mode that you got to play in down the stretch, when you're trying to make a run, what better way than to go against a top defense and a top team and kind of get your mind and your team and your focus going in the right direction.
Josh, will you pay attention to the other teams that are still in the mix? I mean, there's a ton of teams and there's still a lot of games.
Yeah, exactly. There's a ton of teams. you know, I saw something yesterday where, you know, Cleveland and 0-10 if there's, you know, X amount of things. Yeah. So I guess, you know, you have to feel pretty good at 4-6. But you know, I you can only control what's in front of you. And that's the main thing for us as a team is just focus on Carolina this week, you know, the next practice tomorrow and what we can do to get better and get ready to go. And that's the key. And all that other stuff will take care of itself. As far as, you know, what other teams are doing. So I think our main focus is just us. It's got to be. Because if you start looking around, you start making allowances for things, or you start saying, well, if, you know, if this happens and that happens, you just go take care of your business, and that's the best way to approach it.
You mentioned the technique of the receivers for this week. How have you seen Robbie grow from week one to week?
Well, he just, you said it, the technique. I mean, he's just such so much more of a technician in his route running. And he's still, you know, there's still so much room for improvement, but he's gotten so much better. And I think it's a credit to Carl Durrell and you know, Johnny Moe and the system and how, you know, how he's being coached. And it's a credit to him and his ability to work. And so so he's been you know, fun to throw to, obviously. We say it all the time, he's got that rare speed that's it gives him a swing that a lot of guys don't have, and when you have that, if you can detail up the rest of your routes, you can really become a threat in this league. And so I think we're seeing that with Robbie, and I think as we continue to improve, as he continues to improve, sky's the limit for him.
You've had a strong connection to that community. I know the game is here, but you lived in Charlotte
mm-hmm.
for quite some time. How long did you live there, and what is your connection to that market?
Well, I mean, I was there, I think we were there 7 years, and we just left there recently. But, you know, I think my biggest connection was when I was out of the league. I coached high school ball there. My oldest, she finished high school there, and so, you know, it has a special place in our hearts for sure. And loved my time there with the Panthers. Thought it was a great organization and run well, and you know, a lot of great memories. Of, you know, not only my time there with the Panthers, but just our time there as a family. So we love Charlotte. It's a special place and a lot of good people there that we're still friends with. And so so it'll be cool. I mean, obviously, once the ball's kicked off and, you know, you focused on playing. But you know, certainly, and, you know, I've had a few of these now this year. So you know, it's just getting used to, you know, having played, you know, playing somebody that where you played already. And so it'll be cool, but it's neat to have, you know, Thomas Davis is still there, Julius is still there, Captain Merlin, Ryan Khalil, Jonathan Stewart. There are some guys there that, you know, it's remarkable. I think it's a credit to the organization for sticking around, you know, sticking with guys and signing guys and keeping guys around for a long time. I think it's a mark of a good organization. So it'll be fun to compete against those guys Sunday.
No Hartford Colonials on the schedule, though.
No, I wish. it'd be good. No heart for Colonials, but that was, you know, that was part of, we lived in Charlotte. That was part of that time. And you know, that's why it's a special place to us, you know, because so much of, I think, the growth for us as a family, the growth for me as a person happened, you know, those are some lean times, you know, in the career where you're out of the league or you're coaching high school ball, you're playing for the Hartford Colonials. And so been in and out of that airport a ton of times, you know, you know, like I said, it'll have a special place always because of, you know, what it means to us.
I don't know if you were asked about this, and I know it's a distant memory now, but the Tampa game, there was that play with Eric Tomlinson where he released and you got sacked and he was looking for the ball, and that didn't seem characteristic of you two. Can you explain what happened there?
Yeah, it was just, I think it was just a miscommunication on how, you know, how that particular play was supposed to be picked up, and you know, we've fixed it and we moved on. So you know, it's an unfortunate thing, but you know, that one's behind us, and we're moving forward to Carolina.
Josh, what are you thankful for this
season? What am I thankful for? I am thankful for my faith, for my family, and for the game of football. So we'll keep it easy. So, but those are the most important things to me. And you know, as we, you know, finish up a good day's work tomorrow and get a chance to be with our families, that'll be the things that, you know, that my family and I talk about the most. And you know, just got a chance to go out there yesterday with the guys down at Fort Hamilton, and yeah, I think, it's hard not to be thankful for your freedom. You see and meet, you know, moms and brothers and cousins of loved ones who were lost in the war, and you know, you see how much it lights them up to go visit them, and so the least we can do is be thankful for the freedoms that their loved ones and that those people provide for us day in and day out. So I'm definitely thankful for that. Yeah, I just.